out Gillette Stadium. It is the first Patriots Monday of this regular season, and the New England Patriots start the season with a win for the first time since 2020. What are you chuckling about?
Curtis just started singing.
I didn't notice Curtis.
I'm
was
a blues
singing.
Traveler guy.
Yes, you are. You are.
Everything is just brighter today. My life is in more clear color. The life is good.
Yeah. I mean,
the dark cloud has dissipated from this building. God, it feels. There's not that feeling of foreboding we felt in this room, waiting for that stink to come in here.
I do feel different. Yeah. I do feel different sitting here. Well, when it was Bill, I just kept looking out the door, just waiting. And it was like my stomach was all in shambles. I felt sick.
You know, Bill comes in here right at the start of a break. Greg's like, hey, I met so-and-so. He's a family friend. Okay.
But I kind of loved it, too. Because when it was over, you just felt a sense of accomplishment.
Really? Yeah. It really helped them win games being an a-hole. I think it really was supportive.
It's a different vibe. It's a different vibe.
God bless America.
I was looking for him on the island this weekend. I was hoping.
Yeah, I think he was there. He was sending Tom Brady congratulatory Instagram messages
from the boat,
wishing him from the yacht.
Right. How do I work this thing? First off, take the paper off the camera. That's how you work it.
Wishing Tom Brady a little bit of luck. But even Curtis, not overly impressed with Tom Brady's debut.
It is a very difficult job in that you're going to always bother people no matter what you do. And there is a massive amount of people that have watched Tom succeed that are looking forward to him failing. And it was just not conversational. It was choppy. Right. Burkhart would call the play, and whether it's Buck and Aikman or Collinsworth and Tirico or other groups that have been together for a long time, there's this seamless transition to the analyst saying what he saw, and then the play-by-play guy goes in. There was a couple plays where I think he warmed up to it, where Tom would, right before the snap, say it's man-to-man.
Right.
Then CeeDee Lamb got open over the middle, and Tom was explaining how man-to-man is beneficial for CeeDee Lamb because it's only one guy he has to beat. But by and large, I would say the amount of those plays where you left feeling informed versus ones you were waiting for more were not in the favor of Brady.
Well, I think I'm sure doing that, you feel an obligation to fill the time,
right?
Like, you know, and so at one point he was talking about how, you know, 10 yards is tough to get in the NFL and 20 yards is tougher. And I think most people were like, yeah, no, we could.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Right.
So
you need more points than your opponent.
Well, that's why it's going to take time to figure out.
It is.
That's why I told you it's going to be nationally. People are going to, like Curtis said, they're going to be looking to criticize him because everybody loved Greg Olsen, right?
Yeah.
So just in our little bubble here. Like,
no, nobody likes Greg Olsen. They like Greg Olsen because they can use him to hate Tom Brady.
All right, well, however you want to word it, a lot of people thought Greg Olsen was really good.
If you gave 100 people and you played Greg Olsen talking, how many would know it was Greg Olsen talking without seeing him?
I think a lot of NFL, those who watch, I would say 10 out of 100.
Thank you.
Because Brady's voice is distinct, right? You know, with Greg Olsen, he might not have that distinct voice. I just think that, and I said this, that and without interviewing and seeing the practice, he loses that, like, area to fill time for things that he might have been able to say, oh, I remember being at practice and they did this, or I talked to this.
Yeah.
So now it becomes just the general basic stuff that he can only talk about. Like, he can't talk about a blitz that he said, oh, I seen that blitz that Dallas ran, and I actually talked to Michael Parsons in practice, and he said the one thing that's different, he now gets to rush over the center, whatever. He doesn't have that capability, so it comes back to general – well, they're in man-to-man coverage here, and it's easier for CeeDee Lamb because it's one-on-one. Like, now people are like, all right, well, I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit something, you know. So,
Tom Brady made his debut on Fox over the weekend, and Gerard Mayo made his debut as head coach of the New England Patriots and gets a win, and we will talk with Gerard Mayo here at 8. Real quick, we can get Butter Guy. Very well known in the Twitch chat and from time to time shows up in costume, which equals funny, at a road show or two. Butter Guy, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Twitch. Good morning, Twitch chat.
What's up, Butter Guy?
Yeah, just my pros and cons on yesterday's game. First of all, I'm genuinely happy for Mayo congratulations getting that first victory. That's awesome. Stevenson and Gibson, love them. And our secondary, they're all veterans. They show great communication, cohesion. I think they're going to be trouble for other teams this year. The cons were we could only muster 121 passing yards against a kind of subpar secondary in the Bengals. And just quickly, around the league, Deshaun Watson, that's so horrible. And Bryce Young, oh, my God, those Carolina Panthers, horrible. Have a good rest of the day, guys.
Yeah, the Deshaun Watson trade. And in the moment, I remember Wiggy and I being disappointed that the Patriots didn't, you know, make that deal. He just looks miserable.
Yeah.
He's just awful. He feels pressure. Like, I thought Deshaun Watson's biggest strength was that he was elusive in the face of pressure.
Yeah.
Now he's seeing pressure that doesn't exist, and he's running away from nothing.
Yeah.
What a fall from grace.
Oh man, they're going to be calling for Jameis Winston.
And it makes Billy O'Brien look like an even better coach than he was so successful with him.
Yeah. What?
No, I was going to say, like, that to me is going to be the biggest thing for New England is their inability to throw the football, you know, because you had brought this up earlier, Greg. You said they, you know, Ramondre Stevenson, he's not going to be able to rush for 100 yards a game. And so what are they going to look like in the passing game? I think Jalen Polk only had one catch. Like, the passing game looks very, very inept.
It's sort of anemic.
Last year's passing game looked more explosive than this one did.
But don't you think a lot of that was the way the game was unfolding, that Ramondre Stevenson was successful? I thought Jacoby Brissett did a brilliant job of taking sacks when he didn't want to give the Bengals extra time. They only threw when they really had to, and it was to support the run game because the time of possession was firmly in the Patriots' benefit. And in the fourth quarter, I was watching that. I was like, run clock, run. Yeah. Like, just get the hell out of here.
Right. Like, if you're going to try to do that every week, I don't think you have the offensive line to block for Ramondre Stevenson every single week and get him 120 yards.
Then you're going to need the defense to do what they did. Like, you think about this.
But Geno Smith is not Joe Burrow.
No. But I think that when you look at what your defense is going to have to do every week, create turnovers, right? So they basically created a turnover because the guy, the tight end, I forget who it was, he fumbles the ball going into the end zone. So you're able to create turnovers, right, and take scores off the board. But that game, because you're not really have the ability to throw the football, that game was still in an opportunity for Cincinnati to have a chance to win that football game.
Yeah.
And that's where I think Greg's point is, like, you can't do this every week with Ramondre. He's going to rush the football, and you want that. But teams are now going to say, just load the box and beat us throwing. And so maybe we'll see what's going to happen. That's why I said it'll be a good test against Seattle to see how they, you know, especially in the passing game, how they look when it comes to having to throw the football.
But if they were throwing the ball yesterday, we'd be saying, what are you doing? Ramondre Stevenson.
No. I'm not saying that, Curtis. I'm just saying there are going to be situations that you're going to need to.
And hopefully Drake May will be under center in those games.
Yeah, well, that's what the ultimate goal is.
Why don't we – you want to get to They Said It at 7:20, Shime, because we're a little bit behind.
Sure, Greg, that sounds great.
From Gillette Stadium, and how could we not be after the Patriots shocked the world with an upset win week one against the Bengals? You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Patriots are 1-0 on the season, taking down Cincinnati 16-10. That drops the Bengals to 1-5 in season openers since 2019. Jacoby Brissett completed 15-24 passes for 121 yards. An emotional game for Jacoby. He talked about the emotions leading up to it after the win.
Yeah, man, I think I cried 3 times before the game. Cried when I got to the stadium, cried when Mayo came up to me before the game, and he like started laughing. He's like, man, you're about to win us this game. You're about to ball out. And, you know, I had never heard that from a coach, you know what I mean? And that meant a lot to me. And then I cried when I got out there and we were going out there on offense. But, you know, my emotions were definitely high.
Real men cry. That is the message.
Sure. Why not?
A wild situation in Miami as Tyreek Hill was detained ahead of the Dolphins game against the Jaguars about a block from Hard Rock Stadium while driving to the game. He received a citation for reckless driving and driving without a license, but video shows him pinned to the ground with an officer's knee on his back. He still played. He scored an 80-yard touchdown. An officer has been placed on leave while the incident is under review. We'll hear from Tyreek Hill during They Said It this morning. In college football, BC took down Duquesne 56-0. They now rank 24th in the AP Top 25. But your Red Sox fell to the White Sox yesterday 7-2. The team designated Bobby Dahl back for assignment a few hours before its series finale with Chicago. And they now have the Orioles in town. 7:10 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call in the Shaw's Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
Shime, you're looking better and better when it comes to that bet with the baseball bet.
Yeah, I mean, gotta see if the Red Sox will keep losing a little bit here, but two wins against the White Sox didn't help my case, but we'll see, you know.
What was the number?
76 and a half.
76. How many wins do they have?
72.
72. All right.
That feeling when you have knee, ankle, and joint pain, it feels like bone on bone. It's time to call Ortho Laser New England. If you've got a torn ligament, tendon, it's also time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at OrthoLaser with a ZNE.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 55 degrees in Boston right now. Sunny skies. Going to be gorgeous this week, Greg. I would go back out, Granite Links, hit the links this afternoon or any day this week. You're going to be sunny in the mid-70s.
Is it going to be in the 80s by the end of the week? Is
Friday,
that what I
heard? Saturday could be in the 80s.
Wow. Really? Wow. All right. Well, we'll take advantage of it, and we will get to They Said It next.